What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
That's right. I'm here and you're here, and so is your business. Your business is waiting for you to listen. It's talking to you, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So welcome, everyone. I am Christine McIver. I am the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm also the founder and CEO of Inspired Choices Network, ICN Publishing, Podcast to Bookshelf. I can't even remember all of them, but I am definitely somebody that does business. I'm a business optimization expert. And most people think I'm going to talk all about, you know, accounting and all the quote unquote business things. I invite you into, in all of my episodes, to look beyond the paper, to look beyond just the systems, and to invite in many, many things. So today we're talking about business growth by talking with your business. So it's going to be a much more unique show than probably other business shows that you've listened to. And I would love for you to just keep an open mind. What if there are pieces of the way that you do business that are missing that could be such an asset and really create so much ease for you? And that's what I want to invite you into in every one of my episodes, but most especially today. So if you would like to reach out to me, you can email me Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. You can go to my website, ChristineMcIver.com, or check us out on our home platform, InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. All right, so let's get into today's show because we got lots to cover. So I'm going to read you the show notes and then we're going to dive right in. And remember, you can always ask a question wherever you're listening from, wherever you're watching from. Just post your comment and I'll see it there. All right, so what if your business has been talking to you and you've been too busy to listen? This week, we're going to dive into a different way of creating success, one that doesn't start with hustle, strategy, or forcing results. How many of us are so done with forcing results? It's exhausting, right? And usually turns out to be very little success. So developing business ideas by asking instead of pushing, shifting your mindset from I have to figure this out, which I have said a billion times myself, to I can receive guidance. Energetically connecting with the entity of your business and allowing it to contribute to you. Creating growth that feels expansive, aligned, and sustainable. Your business isn't just a thing you run. It's a living, energetic entity that has awareness, insights, and desires of its own. When you start communicating with it, everything changes. So if you're ready to stop doing business at your business and start creating with it, this episode is for you. So let's talk about the basics first of all. Christine, what the hell do you mean my business is an entity? Well, it has its own creation. If you think about a business like you think about a plant, we know today that a plant has its own energy. We know that we can communicate to a plant. We know that a plant responds based on how we energetically and physically show up with it, correct? Well, take my word for it, so does your business. If you look back on your business, let's say you've been in business for more than 5 years, and if you look back on your business, and you really map it out and you look at the performance of your business, and most people will look at the finances only. So that's fine. Let's say you just look at the finances for your last 5 years and you really kind of just do a map. So do a, you know, just do a middle line graph and then just plot it out across months, years, whatever the case may be, and show where you were, where it was high, where it was low, where it was, you know, kind of flat. Just map that out, okay? Then what I want you to do, and not before you do the one about the finances with the business, then what I want you to do is I want you to look at your life. Look at your life experiences. Look at where you were physically, look at where you were emotionally, look at where you were mentally, look at your levels of stress, map that out, and then put them beside each other. And I will put money on it that your business map will match very closely to your personal map. It may trail by a couple of months, but the energies, we know this today, that everything is connected energetically. Science has proven this. And the energies that you put out, the universe responds to those energies. If you are speaking negatively, we absolutely know, there's enough data, we absolutely know that that's what returns to you. If you are speaking doubt, that's what returns to you. Very basically, you are creating your life with the words that you are using. And the universe doesn't understand not. The universe doesn't understand, I'm just joking. The universe doesn't hear that. What the universe hears is, Christine is asking for something with saying she's not good enough. So we need to deliver what matches what she's asking for. Ask yourself right now, what are you asking for in your business? Now, I just heard everybody says, I'm asking for more business. I'm asking for more money. I'm asking for more clients. Okay. So now let's look. We're asking for more money. Exactly. Okay. Now let's look at the energy of how you said that. Oh, I'm asking for more money. Right? The words don't mean diddly shit. The energy of I'm angry, I'm demanding, I'm pushing, I'm frustrated, I doubt. That's the energy that you're putting out to the world, to the universe. Energetically, that's what you are doing. And that's where you keep getting more and more back. Now, yes, there are days that we will all have better days than others. But I want, just from the business perspective, I want you to seriously look at consistently what occurs within you, even energetically. What are you feeling when you open your eyes in the morning? When you think, okay, it's time to go to work. It's time to step into my business. I'm talking to primarily entrepreneurs. I work primarily with entrepreneurs who do work from home. I work with everybody. That's not a, there's no barrier, but I want to refer to that, them specifically in today's show. So you're at home, you think, okay, it's time to go to work. What's the first thought? What's the first image? What's the first energy that comes across? Oh shit, I don't want to get up. Oh damn, I don't have enough money. Oh God, I'm going to be so tired. I have to work so hard, right? Or do you actually say, my producer in the chat room, do I have to change out of my PJs? Well, you don't. The really cool thing is you don't. You have choice. But many of us start out with, and our brain is scanning for problems, right? Our brain is designed to look for the problem to keep us safe. So the first thoughts that we often have is, what's the problem? We're looking for the problem. So the first thoughts are, oh, I've got to do all that work. I'm going to be so tired. I don't have enough money. Problem, problem, problem. It's scanning for the problem. What if just that one thing? What if you invited yourself into changing that one moment in your life, that one moment that you wake up and the first thought comes in negative and you go, I'm excited about today. I wonder seriously what I'm going to create. I wonder what I'm going to receive today. And you have the energy of, I'm open to a miracle. I'm open to something wonderful. I'm ready. And I believe that it's possible. What if you change just that one thought every day for the next just 10 days? Just 10 days. Put it on a sticky note if you need to. Put it beside your phone. Put it beside your bed, rather. Put it on your phone. Have it in your calendar that it's a notification every morning. If you wake up at 7 o'clock, put it in your calendar at 7 a.m. that this is what you're going to repeat. And every day when you're saying this to yourself, you're saying that to the universe, you're saying that to your business, that each day you start to really receive the energy of what is actually possible. Now, that leads me to a question of, do you believe that things in your business can change? Oh, I feel a lot of people are like, well, it's been really tough and da-da. It's like our automatic is we go to the negative. If you don't believe that something is possible, all your push energy, all your pretend, affirmations, all your pretend affirmations do not change the energy behind what you are feeling and putting out to the universe. Think of it like your breath. If you're breathing out doubt, you're going to breathe in doubt. If you are breathing out possibility, if you are breathing out miracle, you know what? Look at someone, find someone that you know that they've turned things around in their life. Connect with their energy. Look at someone. I've been there. You can look at me and go, look at Christine. She changed things. I'm going to tap into her energy and I'm going to say, yes, I will have that too, please. Yes, I know it's possible. I know she's talked about changing things. I'm going to choose that too. What do you have to lose? Absolutely nothing. You don't. Because if you believe 100% that you're right, that things aren't going to change, that doubt is going to be the ruler, that the finances are going to stay the same way, that all of these things are just wasted energy, then you'll just confirm that with your behavior, right? But I'm inviting you into a different possibility, but it has to begin with the thoughts that you are choosing. You are in charge of your thoughts. That's the one thing in your life that you can control. And the energy that you are putting out to the universe, we absolutely know responds. We know. Now, let's look at your business. Your business is responding to the behavior, the thoughts, the feelings, and most especially the energy that you are putting out. That is primarily how your business is responding. If you're in your own business and you say the words like, I'm struggling in business, things are difficult, I'm always late on my payments, I never have enough money, I'm not getting enough clients, you're affirming that to be true. Now you can say, this is where I'm at factually. Today, I actually have two clients and what I require is four. That's factually. That is not, there's no energy behind that, like something's wrong or nothing's changing or I'm struggling, right? Factually. I want you to learn how to speak to support yourself and to support the future that you say that you desire. This is critical. And you're never going to get this perfect. I don't get it perfect. Nobody gets it perfect. But allow yourself to know that you can change it and that you can hold yourself accountable to change it. There's a space where you sit in quiet and you're aware of your thoughts. You are aware of what you are choosing. And many of us, when we get to that space, we turn off. We put on blinders. We don't want to see it. I'm inviting you into 10 days of being present and choosing something different. It's kind of like putting on a new outfit. Try it. Try it for 10 days. See what changes. See what is really available to you in these new choices. You're never going to move forward to that life that you desire if you continue to choose the same behavior that is creating the results that you're not happy with. You're the only person that can make the change. I can't make the change for you. You could hire a $1 million coach. They can't make the change for you. You're the only one. But the power is knowing that you can change it. And it doesn't require hiring a $1 million coach. It doesn't require you jumping through hoops. It requires you to be honest and direct with yourself. All right, my friends, that's the first lecture. We are going to jump to a quick break. When we get back, we're going to dive in more about how to listen to your business. Right now, you are listening to Inspired Choices. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, everyone. Yes, you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. You can reach out to me at Christine@ChristineMcIver.com and tell me what you're thinking. What are your questions? What are you noticing as you're listening to today's episode? And if you are interested in connecting and seeing if working together would actually support you and your business going forward, I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so in the first segment, we really started to talk about how communicating with the universe and energetically changes everything, and the science, the evidence that we know is out there already, and talking about your words and how your words start to shape things. Now, the words don't actually have to even come out of your mouth. What is really important is that you start to be present and you start to be aware of the thoughts that you are having. Because here's the thing, the universe isn't waiting to hear your voice speak. The universe is picking up on everything energetically. So is your business. Now, really curious, I have someone in the chat room and they had said, as I was going through the show, they said, when I was talking about their business and about the future and about what they could create, what came out of their thoughts was it can change only if I know the path that will work for sure. And it's like, oh my gosh, how many of us have bought into, I can't make that choice. I can't believe in the possibility unless I know the outcome for sure. Now, for a lot of us control freaks, myself is one, we really want to be able to lay out the plan, lay out the path, and then be able to follow it. We need to feel safe. We need to feel assured. It's so funny because I was having this conversation with my daughter. She's my adult daughter today. And we were talking about a couple of different things. And we had this really cool conversation because I was talking about, don't you plan it in your mind? Don't you see it? Don't you kind of map it out and want to like really know exactly what you need to be doing and what it's going to look like? And she said, no, for her, she likes to be present in the moment, to follow what is going on around her, to really get a sense of the location and what's available to her in the moment. So basically, she's talking about the energy. And it was very fascinating to see her perspective and what she does and the way that I do it differently. Now, I know that there are times that I do the planning, and then I know that I've also incorporated in following the energy. But it was fascinating to me how my brain wanted to take over in this conversation around the subject matter. So I invite you into being open to observing yourself. I often say, you know, have your true self, your energetic self, right here beside you, and allow yourself to observe the human in you as you go through the thoughts and the choices that you are making. It really is going to give you a lot more insight and allow you the possibility to change. This is where you become aware of the actions and the thoughts and so on. Remember, more than 80% of every thought, word, and action that every single one of us go through is on repeat. What is it? Maybe Danielle will know. Danielle's my producer today. We have a limited number of words. Every human has, I think it's like 6,000 words, if I'm mistaken, but we have a limited number of words that we all utilize. Well, if we have a limited number of words that we utilize, aren't we also limiting the number of ways to observe, the number of ways to behave, the number of things that we're open to receiving? We as humans have limitations. Okay, she got me the information. 20 to 35,000 words, passive vocabulary, but typically we only use 5 to 10,000 words in daily conversation, active vocabulary. Thank you, Danielle. So I really want you to see this. This is not about woohoo. This is not about, oh, Christine's just crazy. Well, I mean, I am, but I'm good with that. But this is about what has been studied. This is about human behavior. And most of our human behavior, we have learned from people that raised us or the environment that we were exposed to. And those individuals, the same, and so on and so forth. So we have many, many, you know, many centuries of observing human behavior. And we have the data to prove that what I am saying to you is factual. So now let's move into talking about the business. Knowing about, keeping in mind everything that I've been saying about energy, about words, about awareness. Now let's talk about our business. And if you have a hard time with this, I want you to keep seeing like a plant. Keep seeing like a plant. So one of the biggest things is honestly acknowledging that your business is more than just tasks. It's more than just marketing. It has an energetic presence. And I absolutely love, and you know, I started doing this years ago. I absolutely love just acknowledging that. Acknowledging that my business has its own energy. And I can tell you verbatim that when I began to do that, everything in my business started to shift. We talk about being a solopreneur. No one is a solopreneur because your business partner is your business. You are not in this alone. You're not out here trying to figure out what to do. And there's another partner in your business, and your business communicates with your other partner so that you will receive the information even easier. And that other business partner is your body. You as a human respond to what's going on in your body. And your business uses your body as the communication highway to get the information to you more and more and more. And it is so cool when you start to really acknowledge that, oh, this just communicated with me. Oh, that's really, really cool. Yesterday, I asked for a sign. I asked for a sign of the things that I desire that are coming forth. I just said, universe, show me a sign. Well, yesterday was March the 7th, and at my eyes shot to the clock at 7:17. March the 7th at 7:17. What the hell does that mean, right? Well, for me, my birthday is July the 17th. So I see oftentimes when the universe is communicating with me, I see 7:17. I don't set my phone so that I see it, so it reminds me. No, yesterday, March the 7th at 7:17, my eyes looked at that and went, oh my gosh, how cool is that? I knew that the universe was communicating with me. I knew that that was the sign that I was looking for. Now, what if you started to play with that? What if you started to ask your business to show you a sign? Here's the key. You cannot decide what that sign is supposed to be. Most of us say, well, you know, as long as I get the money in the bank, that's the sign. No, that's the output. That's not the sign. You've got to start to be willing to acknowledge that, first of all, your business is part of your partnership and your business is here to support you. Now, there are ideas floating in the universe all the time. You've heard about people like often taking to each other to court because they had the same business idea and they said they stole it. Well, that's not true. I mean, yes, sometimes that's what occurs, but oftentimes people are receiving these energies that are out in the universe as an idea. And if you don't take the idea and run with it, somebody else will. I'll bet you 10 to 1, every single one of you can give me an example of where that occurred. I was in college marketing class. I had this really cool idea. It wasn't out in the universe yet. I had it completely designed. I had the marketing for it. I could show numbers for it. I could show convenience for it. It was a fantastic idea. I didn't run with it. A couple years later, guess what happened? It was created and it's out in the universe. And many of you will have probably used it. And I called it the PPE. And it was the personal protective equipment that you would put on the toilet. You know, those little plastic or little cloth or plastic covers that you put on a toilet in a public washroom. I had it that there was a 3-pack and you could put it in your pocket just like you would Kleenex. That was what I had created, but because I didn't run with it, someone else did. This is what is going on. So when you don't take these ideas and move forward with them, somebody else does. But your ideas are coming to you and your business, just like your business came to you as an idea. And it came to you because you energetically match that business. Your business is actually seeking you, and it's allowing more and more to come based on your energy. So what's really important about communicating with your business so that your business can respond is to stop looking at your business as if it's a problem. Are you treating your business as though it's a problem, that you have to fix something? Most of us are. We're always looking at what's wrong. How much time do you spend celebrating? How much time do you spend in really being thankful and grateful just with it yourself? Just with yourself and your business. You don't have to put it across social media. How much time do you sit and acknowledge that together with your business, you have paid your bills? You have taken care of your family. You have taken yourself on a trip. You have continued to be present. You've continued to allow yourself to grow and learn in your business. How many times have you done that? You know, business can seem really difficult at times. I'm not going to say that it hasn't. I've had my own challenges for sure. But when I sit and I celebrate, which is one of the most, there's 4 steps in business. I'll do another show on that, maybe coming up in a couple of weeks, but there's 4 steps in creation, and the 4th step is critical, and the 4th step is celebrating. If you had a child that created something, came up with an idea, and they created it, and they took it to market, and it was successful, and you didn't celebrate that, how would that child feel? Would that child be excited to create something again? Or would that child feel rejected or unappreciated? Your ideas, your business partners, your body, your business, the people that you employ, that you hire, all of these need recognition and celebration, and so do you. And you need to take the time to do that. So appreciating your business and not just looking for the problems, but looking at the successes will start to infuse a different energy. And this is how you create with your business, not just project at your business. Oh my gosh, we are already up to our next break. This is going fast as per. So you're listening to Inspired Choices with Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. I've got a lot more to share with you. Please do come back. We'll see you in just a minute.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us today. We're talking about communicating with your business. If you're just joining us, you have to go back and listen to the first two segments so everything kind of makes sense. Now, we were talking about how ideas go out to the universe and how different people pick it up. And if you don't run with the idea, someone else will. Well, listen to this. Dennis the Menace was indeed created independently in two different countries, the United States and the United Kingdom, around the same time, but they are entirely different characters. Both versions debuted within days of each other in March of 1951 without either creator knowing about the other. What a cool example. Thank you so much, Danielle, for sharing that. That goes on more than you will ever know. Of course, because of the internet, we all say that we're stealing. What if we're not? Are you open to playing with the idea that maybe, just maybe, ideas come to you and it's up to you whether you're going to go forward or not, and you're not actually needing to watch everybody else, but stay and present with your business and learn to communicate with your business? Now, in the last segment, I was talking about how your business's way to communicate with you is often through your body. Whether you're getting sensations in your body, whether you're getting ideas are dropping in, whether your gut is going, no, or yes, or you get excited, whatever the case may be, your business is communicating with you 90% of the time through your body. Now, how do I know that, Christine? Well, how do you know when you're out here and you're communicating with somebody, you walk into a room and you meet somebody and immediately you're like, oh God. And it's not that you've heard something, you know, not that they've said something terrible, that you've just heard them speaking and there was an energy about them that you just got a hell no, right? We do this, we get these energies all of the time, but we are often criticizing ourselves that, oh, you're making more out of it. That's not true. Or we tell somebody else and that's not what they receive. So then we believe that they're right and that we're wrong. Stop that. Stop it. I want you to begin to really lean into listening and begin to learn about intuition. Learn about how your body communicates with you and is sharing information with you. Your body is communicating with you all the time. As a very dear friend of mine always says, you know your body is communicating with you and you listen, especially like in cases where you need to go pee, right? You absolutely know your body sends you signals. Your body is sending you signals more than just with your functions of the different parts of your body. Your body is communicating with you. Would you be willing to listen? And really, like we talk about, you know, oftentimes I've heard business leaders saying, I just got a gut feeling. Okay, what's a gut feeling? They got a sensation, an energetic sensation in their body. They didn't swallow something and suddenly their gut felt good or their gut felt bad. No, they got an energetic sensation in their gut. That is communication, receiving and listening. If you get a tight chest and you're not having a heart attack, what is that saying to you? This is uncomfortable. Okay, what was I just thinking about? What was I just looking at? What was I asking of the world? What was I asking of my business? Right? Listen to that. If suddenly you feel really heavy, ooh, that's heavy. That doesn't feel great. Whatever words you describe when you have sensations in your body, pay attention to those. Pay attention to what you say, because your body is going to give you the information the way that you generally listen. Does that make sense? So if you're somebody that listens to your stomach, if you're somebody that listens to your throat, if you're somebody that listens to your chest, if you're somebody that listens to your legs, whatever the case may be, pay attention. Your business is communicating through your body to give you information. So oftentimes what we're doing though is we're in that negative space. So what I want you to invite you into is to ask your business what it requires. So if you want information from somebody, you ask them a question, right? Your business is actually the same. Now here's the problem. Our brains ask a question. We ask a question and then our brains go like a little mouse to find the answer. It doesn't work like that with our business and with the universe. We need to ask a question and allow it to come back with their answer. That may be tomorrow. That may be a week from now, maybe some other time. One of the things that I have asked of my business for years is show me. Universe, show me. Show me, show me, show me. If I'm looking for something, I do this every day practically. If I'm looking for an email and I can't find it, I'll just be like, show me, show me, show me. If I'm looking for a document, show me, show me, show me. It is an autoresponder that I have chosen to be part of with my business and with my body. But I also know that when I am putting that out, it is the invitation and I'm asking for support of my business and it responds. Again and again and again. I had this very issue with, I was having a problem with YouTube. They had done this blanket thing where they turned off everybody's availability to add comments. Okay. And we post from the network, we post on YouTube all the time. And I'm like, what in the heck is going on? Spent over an hour and a half communicating with somebody online from YouTube. And they said, oh, this is across the board, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, how do I change this? And so this individual gave me the directions and I grabbed the directions because I was frustrated and I dropped it somewhere. And then about 2 or 3 days later, I went to look for it. I couldn't find it. And I kept saying, show me, show me, show me. Nothing came up. I couldn't find it. And I let it go because I've learned to allow it to be and allow the magic to happen. Well, sure enough, the next day, the problem was gone. There was no longer an issue. Now, you could say, oh, Christine, that's because YouTube changed everything. I don't know that. But what I do know is I was no longer in frustration and my business was able to function with more ease because I'm open to the miracles. I'm open to the possibilities and I ask all the time to show me. So here are some questions you could be asking your business. What would you like to create next? What would be fun? What would grow our business together now? What is not working anymore? These questions, again, as you ask these questions, you've got to think of it like bread. It's got to rise. It's got to marinate. It's got, you need to give it time to respond, to communicate with you. All right. And as you keep leaning into this, as you allow your business to communicate with you and you're listening more and more, you're getting in connection with your body, you're moving your body, you're spending time in quiet, you're learning to listen. That's one of the biggest problems in business, is you're not learning to listen. When you learn to listen to your body, when you learn to spend quiet with your body, you will hear the answers faster and faster. The problem isn't that you're not working fast enough. The challenge, because I don't think you have a problem, I think you have a challenge. The challenge is, if you have not honed your listening to your business as well as it's trying to communicate with you, you honestly have an opportunity here to change it. And I think you have a responsibility. I think all of us have a responsibility in the world to make as much money as we possibly can so that we can change the world. If somebody is hungry, do you have the money to feed them as well as your family? If somebody needs housing, do you have the money that you could take care of them? If you want to be inspired by someone who has done just that, Shaq, the basketball player, he is amazing. Listening to him and the stories and the things, the impact that he has made in the world. He had a choice to blow money just on his family or to really make an impact in the world. And he has made an impact. Listening to him is so inspiring. That's what I aspire to. I aspire to be in a position where I can share what I have earned, what I have created with my business, what I have created with my partners, where I can share that money to make an impact in the world. You and I came here to make a difference in the world. And one of the ways that we do that is by generating income that can then contribute to others. You have a responsibility. And when you see that, when you understand that, you're going to get out of the way and you're going to start using all of the tools. And this is one of the major tools. So awareness also creates strategy. When you communicate with your business, you gain clarity, and that informs your strategy, that informs your marketing, that informs your offers, that informs your direction. If you ask a question and the energy comes back and it's flat, the energy comes back and you're uncomfortable, you're just not sure, I want to invite you into leaving it rest, leaving it sit there. Allow it to reinform you. Come back to it again. There's been many times where there's been opportunities with people. There's been possibilities in creation. We do summits. We produce virtual summits. When I was first asked to do that, it was a no. And then there was kind of like a whisper of, really? And I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit with it. I'm just going to sit with it. And what often happens is you'll be in the middle of something and you'll get a thought of that. It's kind of like, you know, when you get a thought about a person and then they suddenly call you. Well, the same thing can be occurring with your business. It'll drop a thought into my mind. It could be doing that with you as well. And that thought would come back again and again and again. And it probably came back maybe 4 or 5 times. And then I was like, okay, I'm being asked to look at this again. So then I sat down, and one of the things that assists me, that might assist you, is I started to lay out, okay, what about this is a no? And what about this is a possibility? And I started to look at that. And as I did that, as I started to write that down, my business started to give me new ideas and new possibilities came in. You see, until I allowed it to expand, until I allowed it to inform me again and again, those new ideas, those new possibilities were not able to come forward. It was kind of like there was they were all dammed up. And I needed to allow some change, some energetic shifts to happen before those other ideas were allowed to come forward. Today, our summit business is one of the biggest parts of our business, and I absolutely love it. And our summit business is making a huge impact with people all around the world. And that's exciting to me. That's exciting to my business. I've increased the number of people that I now work with that are part of the team here at Inspired Choices Network. I've doubled it because I was willing to listen. Are you willing to listen? You have the ability, and it doesn't require a financial influx. It does not require a great deal of time, but it does require you to slow down and spend some time being aware of the words that you are thinking and what you are choosing to put out. When you are doing this and you really open yourself up to listening, this is where things can truly change. All right, my friends, we are up to our last break of the show. We're going to be really quick with this break and come right back. And I'm going to try to go through all the other points that I wanted to share with you. If not, I'm sure they'll come up in a future show. So you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, my friends. One of the things I want to share with you is one of the occurrences where I was asking for something and then I listened. One of the occurrences was when I was asking, I really want to have a book. I want to write a book, but I'm not a physical writer person. That does not do it for me. I was asking how can I actually get a book out there? What could I do? And I just let it go. And then within a few months, the idea of one of the most recent creation is podcast to bookshelf. And we have taken people's podcasts and we put them into a book. And that was how my book, CEO Without Apology, was actually created. It was created by the content within my podcast. This lit up my world. This changed my personal business coaching, business optimization work, and it changed my business because it expanded ICN Inc. with another business service that I am absolutely loving. We have got, I think, 10 books in just this year that have been coming, just in the past year that have been coming to the world because I was willing to ask a question and I was willing to listen. What if you were to ask a question and you were willing to listen? So what you want to do is notice, first of all, where are you ignoring your business? What are you ignoring? Are you ignoring client feedback? Are you ignoring when you're on burnout? Are you ignoring confusion around your offers? you know, one of the things as a business owner, as a solopreneur, as a creator, is we have a lot of pride in what we create, but we oftentimes can also be plagued with doubt. And in that, we can go into defense. And you got to listen to that. You got to pay attention. Where am I going into defense? Why did I go into defense there? Have a coach that you work with that you can trust that isn't going into judgment, but really helps to unpack all of that and look at that. What is the root of that that is driving that? That's going to start to change things for you when you can see, oh my gosh, I was really went into defense about this and it needs my attention. It needs something needs to change. This is how what they talk about getting out of your own way, looking at your triggers and why they're there and how you can begin to unpack them so you can begin to grow. And speaking of growth, leadership actually is required if you want to go, not reaction. And so when those triggers come up, you go into reaction. But business owners often will react to the stress, to the trends that are going on there, out there, competition. But conscious leadership really asks your business where it wants to expand rather than reacting to all the external pressure. You know, as my business has been growing more and more over the last, I'll say 2 to 3 years, I spend less and less time on social media because I'm actually working in my business. I'm communicating with my clients. I'm working with my team and I'm working with my business. I don't require to be out here looking at what everybody else is doing and reacting or creating based on their choices. What I did notice is when I first started my business, that's where I was operating from. I was trying to figure out what to do and thought I needed to mimic what everybody else is doing. You know, there may be cases where you are creating something similar, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to grow your business. You want to really look at what is happening around you, what's happening within you, and what the outcome is, because each of the things that you take a step forward in may be to lead you to the next step and the next step. So every single creation that your business communicates with you may not be the successful one, but it might lead you to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And that's where you want to be open to listening. All right. Don't decide that this is it. I finally figured it out. And this is the end, because energy is always evolving. Energy is always changing. Are you willing to continue to evolve? Are you willing to continue to receive information? I want you to remember this. This is so, so important. Your business is constantly communicating with you, constantly. The question isn't whether it's speaking. The question is whether you are willing to listen. All right. This is so, so important, my friends. This is one of the biggest pieces that you've got to be willing to look at for yourself. Am I listening? Have I spent time with my business? When was the last time I spent time? And again, I want your head, I want you to realize that your head is going to be waiting for an answer the second you ask the question. No. Have you ever sat with somebody and you've just sat on the couch with them and they're reading a book and you're reading a book and there's no communication, verbal communication happening, but there's an energetic bonding happening? That's what you're going to do with your business. That's what your business is looking for, is for you to spend time with it so you learn how to listen to it in a different way. Remember that your business wants you to succeed. Your business is here energetically, like the universe wants you to succeed. There's not an energy, an evil energy in the universe trying to make you fail. The energies that are in the universe want you to succeed. Just all you need to do is go for a walk. It's just about spring here. I'm so excited. I love spring so much because I get to see the energy starting to bloom around me. Go into the woods, walk in the woods and look at all of the things coming to life. This is what can be happening in your business. Thank you so much for being here. I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com. Remember, you can always make another choice keep choosing for you. Keep striving for the joy that you deserve. Until next week, take good care, my friends. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.